which today is actually going to be pre-recorded. My name is Serena, and this is my channel, Life Journeys with Serena. If this is your first time here, welcome. If you are a frequent visitor, welcome back. Thank you so much for being here today, you guys. Today, it is August 11th. I cannot believe we're already in August. And we are going to be talking about the magician. We talked about the Fool last time in the beginning of our journey into the major arcana in traditional tarot. And what I'm going to be doing in this conversation today is we're going to be talking about the visual representations that we can pick apart in the traditional Rider-Waite imagery of the magician, the second card in the tarot deck. And so that you can kind of gain a bit of tools to be able to pull this card in the future and have just a few things come up in your memory of going, oh, right, that's what all of these different symbols represent. And maybe it'll help you fast track your journey in becoming really comfortable with using tarot. I believe that it is not just for people who are deeply intuitive or who are, you know, work as provide readings for people or work as psychics, or, you know, that is not the only people that should be using tarot. I believe everyone who wants to grow and who wants to dive deeper into your own awareness, your own consciousness, and maybe you just use it as a tool for growth, use it as a tool for connecting with the people around you. It is something that, even if you've never used a tarot deck before, it is something that is actually really accessible and shouldn't be intimidating. And so what my goal here is to kind of demystify it a little bit. There's so much wonderful history and stories and context that makes each card so powerful, especially within the major arcana, which are the first, you kind of have two groups within tarot, right? You have the first group and the second group. You have the major arcana, minor arcana. And so what I'm going to be doing is walking us through the major arcana each week. And if you missed the first episode and you want to start and with our conversation about the Fool, you can find that on my channel, but you don't need to. You can just jump straight into our conversation about the magician today. And so we're going to be doing a little deep dive, talking about the traditional interpretation, we're going to be looking at a few modern decks that I absolutely love, that are just beautiful cards. And I love the way that modern artists are interpreting this traditional meaning of the magician with these beautiful decks. And I'll be also giving a general reading. So for those of you who are familiar with my show, I do provide free readings for those of you who catch me live. We have some family visiting, which is why I'm not doing a live stream today. And I may be doing this pre-recorded version of my show for the next few weeks. But if you catch it live and leave a comment during the premiere in the little chat there, and would like a question or a general reading or just a card pulled for some insight into maybe a message you need to know of what's going on, or a heads up in that sense, go ahead and leave a comment and I will respond back to you in the comments live. And that way we can still connect, because I do love connecting with all of my viewers that way. Otherwise, you can find me over at One2Listen, where I am a intuitive advisor, and we actually have a big sale coming up on tomorrow on the 12th, so make sure to check that out. Don't miss it. All right, without further ado, let's jump into our conversation about the magician. So if you see the image all the way on the left, you'll notice that's our Rider-Waite, most widely accepted traditional imagery for tarot, basically. And so let's pick apart some of the visuals that we see here. The magician is the manifester, the main phrase that is you know, as above, so below. It's the connection between the heavens and our reality here. He's the second card in the Major Arcana, but you'll see at the top, you have the symbol one. And that's because the Fool is represented with zero. And so it seems that even though this is the second card, this is truly the beginning of our journey. The Fool really represents how we start our journey, who we are at the beginning of this cycle. And the Magician is the beginning of the journey. And so let's first take a look at the infinity symbol that's right above his head. This is a symbol of eternity. It holds this capacity for creation, and it's also this reminder that this journey that we're on is so cyclical, right? The Fool's journey is the story that is told throughout the tarot deck, throughout the Major Arcana, and this is the beginning of a journey that you will go on many, many times. And then the main imagery that we'll be focusing on today are, you see the four elements and tools of creation. And you'll see that they are on the table that he is standing behind. You'll see the pentacle, the cup, the sword, and the wand. Now, these are also the suits of the minor arcana, of the rest of the deck, right? You go through the suits and everything for each element, for each tool, and they represent the elements earth, air, wind, and fire. They're connected to so much symbolism and similarity has been drawn between different worlds of these four symbols. And we'll just, the pentacle is connected to earth, physicality. It's often tied to finances or material things. Then you have the chalice or the cup, which is water, it's emotions. Water, the symbolism of water is pretty much always tied to emotions. And then you have the sword, which is connected to air. It's intellect, it's your thought. It ties to wisdom, but it's also this connection to logic, very traditional thinking, and but also the balance that comes with creativity. And then you have the wand, which is connected to will, which is all about initiation. It's all about spontaneity, but it's about also determination and strength and, you know, that resilience is also. And you find that these four elements, right, these four tools, they're known in tarot as the tools of creation. It's a really powerful balance that you have with these four symbols. And whenever I go through the breakdown of how these four lay out, it is something that always, it hits me how well thought out this is. In order to come up with these four elements, you have to have lived through life. You have to have really had some reflection to think about what wisdom sits within these different qualities of life, and how do I pay attention to them individually and allow them then to support each other. And that is what sits within the energy of the Magician, is the wisdom of, there is so much potential here, and though this is your first step on the Fool's journey, so the Magician always talks about initiation, it is also incredible, you have all of the tools of creation at your disposal. It's a really empowering card to receive. Before we talk a bit more about the meaning of the card, Bo will talk about the upright and the reverse. Let's look at a few of the other symbols here. Now, in the Rider-White version, you see that he has his arms, right hand is lifted up in the air, and his left hand is pointing down. This is not necessarily common in other visuals, in other decks, but what this reminds us is of that phrase, as above, so below. His right hand is connected to the heavens, while his left hand is pointed downward into the earthly connection about manifesting. And it really is a connection to, I want this, like, he's pointing in it as well, right? This is creating now. I am manifesting this now. There's a lot of power in this position that he's holding himself in. A few other things to point out. He's wearing a white garment. And if you remember when we were talking about the fool, white is a symbol. It symbolizes purity, enlightenment, intention. In the fool, the sun is actually white, right? It is this, what you're striving for. So he really is sitting within the comfort of purity, of heavenly energy. And it's a really empowering garment that he's wearing in that sense. And then he has a red cloak over it. And is also surrounded by red roses, if you look all the way up around the edges and down in front. And the red represents passion and power. So it isn't just that you are, you know, divine and pure in this sense. There's this very human aspect of it too, of passion and drive and power. And you're stepping into enlightenment, but you are also doing it in a way you are true, like you should be balanced in that sense, also looking at the tools that you have at your disposal with the four tools of creation, the four elements. That balance is just truly incredible here. And this position also reminds me so much of balance as well. You have that balance between enlightenment and purity and passion and craving power, but also realizing the power within your own manifestation. All right. I think that's it for our breakdown of the visuals. If you look at the other, if you look at the other ones here as well, these are just some other more traditional cards from different decks. So I think the one in the center is actually from before the Rider White version, and you see that there is, a different garb for sure. There's a more similarities to the Fool in what he's dressed in, which makes sense given the we are just in the second card on the Fool's journey. And it is interesting because you notice that that table or the four elements are consistent, right? You have the chalice, the sword, the wand, and the pentacle throughout these different decks. And it's something that I love that consistency there. And so let's take a look at some more modern, newer, beautiful representations of the magician. I love that we're seeing more women represented in tarot. There is a significant amount of cards in the major arcana that are female, but I love the consistencies. We're breaking that gender gap here as well. You look at the one in the center, you have less of that traditional color, right? But there is still, she's still holding that position, right? It's reversed here. One hand up, one hand down, as above, so below. You still have that infinity symbol. You still have the four symbols here. It's a little more hidden, it looks like. She's holding the wand. You have the pentacle below. There is a chalice behind her, and then a sword as well below her. Yeah, and then you can see also in the one all the way to the right, where you have that cloak as well. There's something about something that is so significant that I want to point out is the fool is so is known as for being, you know, not prepared, right? Is going on this incredible journey and is not dressed or packed for it, right? There's some spontaneity within the fool's energy. And it's as if we've already learned some things as we take our first step onto the fool's journey with the magician. We are much better dressed. We are much more prepared. We have all these tools at our disposal, and it's incredible to see the progress that happens so quickly within this fool's journey. And if we look at the one all the way to the left, this is a much more traditional. This is another. I'll link all of these decks also if you want to explore any of these more. More intimately and look at them. I'll link all of these decks down in the description. But with this is a very traditional take on the magician, but we have more representation of diversity, both with race and with gender. She is still pointing up and pointing down, right, with that as above, so below. She's surrounded by these beautiful red flowers, and you have the same symbols, but notice that they are like embedded in this mountain next to her rather than sitting on a table. And I personally take that as a representation of the challenges. When we look at the fool, you see the mountaintops in the background, and they represent the challenges that the fool is going to experience and be confronted by throughout the fool's journey. And you see there's peaks and valleys, and they're topped with white snow, which represents the messages and the lessons that he will learn throughout the journey. And so I love that we've taken the table away here, and you have the mountain as a representation of this is the beginning of your first climb, your first challenge with this fool's journey that you are taking on. Let's say that you are doing a one card throw just for the information you need for today. You're just doing today's reading for yourself, and you throw the magician. This is an incredible invitation to manifest your heart's desire. This is a really impressive invitation of action. This is you taking that first step on this journey. So if there's anything that you have been working towards or planning, this is the signal that it's time to go. It's time to start. It's a... The magician holds so much energy of initiation. And so remember that you have all of these tools at your disposal, and this is the master manifester. So it's a wonderful reminder that there are things that you haven't taken advantage of, tools at your disposal you're not recognizing. So take a moment to reflect and think, wow, I actually haven't realized that maybe you have access to someone with a greater insight that you haven't asked for their advice on, or a grant you haven't applied to, or there's so many different, think about all the different elements and the qualities that sit within the four tools of creation, and ask yourself if you truly have explored all of these options when it comes to this thing you've been planning. And if there isn't anything that specifically comes to mind of this goal that you have, this thing you've been striving for, this thing you're working towards, then recognize, what do you want to manifest right now? You have a wonderful opportunity to manifest your heart's desire, to have that balance of enlightenment and passion. What do you want to see come into your life? Take action and really dream and manifest what you want your future to be. It is a wonderful invitation to take that action. And so let's say if you are asking about love, right? If you're asking if this is a love reading and you get it upright, then it suggests that it's time to take action within romance. So if this is an existing relationship, maybe bring in something new, maybe have that conversation that you've been, sorry, you can hear my dog rolling around, have that conversation that you've been a little worried about. You have so many tools. You have so many tools at your disposal right now that that allow you to maybe be more prepared and handle that conversation better. Maybe if you've been thinking it's time to change things up within your relationship, now is that time to give it a shot and see what new thing you can bring in. If there's someone you've been wanting to initiate a conversation with or you're curious about, now is a great time to reach out. If you're single, right? And or put yourself out there in a sense of it's time to go. Like anything that you've had that thought in the back of your mind, now's the time to take action. And across the board, whether you're talking about career and you're thinking about, you know, you're asking what is next in my career, the answer is you know what is next in your career. On some level, you know at least what you are craving, what your biggest desire is for that next step in your career. And you are in a position to take great significant action, or at least to start taking action. It may not feel like a big step right away. This is the beginning of the fool's journey. This is going to initiate this. What the actions that you take now are going to bring so much great change and maybe some challenges as well, but it is going to basically start you on this journey that's going to have its peaks and valleys, but will bring you great wisdom and enlightenment throughout the journey. If you get the Magician reversed, then this may, I mean, it really is, can be quite simple. Think of the opposite of all of the potential and the action that you're called to for with the upright energy of the Magician. This could be an invitation to slow down, to truly take stock of what's going on. Maybe there's been some deceit. Maybe when it comes to this, these steps that you're considering taking, really take stock and see if you have missed something within the tools that are at your disposal. It could also mean that you are not taking advantage of manifesting and bringing in that incredible intention that sits within us all, the opportunity that sits there. And it can also mean that you may be feeling powerless. And what is incredible with getting any tarot card reverse is you have the potential to embrace the upright quality that sits within the upright version of that card, but you're not seeing something clearly. It is an invitation to take action to make sure that you are able to embrace the upright qualities of this card. But there's something that needs to be addressed first. It is, with the Magician reverse, it is an invitation to slow down and truly make sure that before you take that step, before you initiate, you are taking advantage of all the tools at your disposal and you're having some real conversations. Has there been any deceit, or is there something that maybe you don't trust that you've been trying to trust, right? Like things like that. Have you been trying to force something and that doesn't happening or isn't flowing easily? Are you rushing, right? That can be part of it too. Or are you feeling blocked? Is this something that you haven't are you feeling frustrated because this thing you've been really striving for isn't happening and you're feeling blocked in that sense? Then it can stop you. It can be a reminder that it doesn't have to be, this isn't the right time, right? It doesn't have to be right now. Breathe a little bit more easily. Don't try to burst through that block. You need to figure some things out before you take that next step. All right. So that is our conversation about the Magician. I will welcome any questions that you have in the chat or any thoughts about your favorite part of the Magician. I know all of us have our own personal relationship with tarot once you've started exploring it a little bit. And the wonderful thing is these cards can represent so much for all of us. So it's one of my favorite things about working with tarot. So I am going to jump into a quick general reading for all of you watching, whether you're watching this live or you're catching this at a later date. This reading, I hope, will provide you with a bit of clarity and just a bit of information as to maybe a question you've been asking or just a reminder of something that you've been missing lately. So I'm going to be using my Wisdom of Avalon Oracle deck, and let's see what information is waiting there for you all. We have Trust, the King, and we'll do one more. And Love. All right, so this is feeling like it feels like a reading about relationships, but it also could be about passion, about what you are currently working towards that you are feeling really passionate about. It seems like there's if there's been any sort of distrust or questioning trust between you and that the closest person in your life, whether that is with a partner or a friend or a colleague, whoever's coming to mind right now, this is, I hope this resonates with that relationship. It doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. It could be within your career or a friend. It seems like if there has been any distrust to it's an invitation to just air things out, to bring things out into the open, have that conversation, and realize that the love that you have with this person, the fondness that exists there, the trust that has been there before, is so much more important than whatever conflict has happening right now. This thing that feels like it's been and I am reading intuitively, if you're wondering how I'm taking this from these cards, I do read intuitively. And it seems like this issue that is currently what you're currently wrestling with isn't as big of a deal as you may be thinking. And down the line, it's not going to matter as much. And I don't want you to lose time. Like, this feels like significant time that you need to be spending with this person, or work that you need to be doing together, or there's a really great opportunity for growth here. So put your ego down, sit down and have that conversation with them and see what you can let go. See where you can forgive. See what you can release and say, okay, I don't need to be carrying this with me anymore. I release this. And I hope that allows you to have a bit of freedom, because it's clear that this person is really important and is, even if they may be rigid, or they may be stuck in traditional ways, or maybe they're stuck in their routine, there seems to be some sort of rigidity here. Let them be. It's almost like they have potential to grow within that, but that at some point is just the quality of who they are, and that's okay. And it is a great opportunity here to release things, that frustrations and burdens that you don't need to carry with you anymore. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for being here. I really hope that you enjoyed our conversation about the Magician. And if you would like a personal private reading, you can find me at 12listen.com. The link is in the description. And again, if you are catching this live and you would like to leave a request for a reading last minute right away, I'll make sure to get to you before the end of the hour. And I just want to say thanks for being here, and I will see you all next week at 11 a.m. Pacific time on Monday morning for our conversation about the High Priestess, for our next episode in this deep dive into the Major Arcana. Enjoy the rest of your week, you guys. Thanks again for being here.